In one decade, the state of North Dakota has gone from 0 megawatts to just over 1,200 megawatts of installed wind capacity. Basin Electric Power Cooperative Manager of Alternative Technologies Rob Rebenich says two key things changed during that time frame: technology and economics.
Technology advanced and really reached the economy of scale back around 2000. And since then, the technology has continued to improve. Gearboxes are better. The turbines are more reliable, and we've learned more how to build them. Cost of building is getting better as the contractors develop the equipment and the techniques to build them. At the same time, the turbine manufacturers are developing their technology and making it more reliable.
As the technology advanced and the economics improved, Rebenich says Basin Electric started to see wind as a possible resource. What's more, he says it was well accepted among Basin's membership. In fact, what Basin Electric is doing today, according to Rebenich, was driven by its members.
3 years ago, the resolution passed at an annual meeting of Basin Electric's members set a goal of trying to achieve 10% based on nameplate capacity of our peak demand from green and renewable resources. And that was a goal that we felt we could reach, and we've actually done very well. By the end of this year, early next year, we should be well in excess of 20%.
Rebenich says the vast majority of that is wind, and the response has been very positive.
There's a significant revenue stream from each turbine, and the landowners welcome them. They don't take up much land, and the revenue from that turbine, the payment we make to the landowners, it's far better than any crop that you can raise.
North Dakota has vast wind resources. In fact, the Department of Energy's 20% Wind Energy by 2030 report puts the state's potential at 2.3 gigawatts. Rebenich says there are some hurdles to that goal, but says the end result is well worth the challenge. Reporting for the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, I'm Stacia Cudd.